This episode of The Ramen Noodle is brought to you by AppInj. When you're tired of comparing apples to oranges, place them in the AppInj for just 2 seconds to activate our patented Miracle Molecular Melding Merge-O-Matic. Now, you can have the best of both worlds and compare to your heart's content. Want to find your marital soulmate for life? AppInj can help. Just set the Miracle Molecular Melding Merge-O-Matic option to Marriage Mate Mapping Mode and discover how ugly your future baby could be. Stop complaining, start combining. That's AppInj. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 186.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you.
Welcome back to another episode of The Ramen Noodle, clean comedy for seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Thank you to you.
Yeah,
too.
Thanks.
You get a car. Well, you get this podcast.
You know what? Listening to the theme song, I zeroed in somehow on one of the background vocals for the whole thing. It was quite good.
It's fun to do that.
It was interesting.
Listen to it. There's always this breath, though, that I always think is you sniffling during the song.
So how many times have you wrongly accused me in your mind?
186 times. Even grief. Before the song existed.
I was going to say, please tell me we haven't really put that theme song on 186 episodes. I feel like it's time for a change.
It's time. For a change. And speaking of changes. Funny stuff from the last week or so. We have been working on some cool things here at the house, but we got the opportunity to take a break because we're trying to sell this house. And so we had this cool opportunity to meet up with one of our fans, Firelight, or as I like to call her, Firelite.
Yeah, because... That's how Daniel rolls.
It just sounds more elegant.
Does it?
Firelight.
Instead
of just Firelight.
Well, if you say it like that.
I mixed up some of who our listeners are.
Like, I might start calling you Daniel.
And Firelight.
Just Daniel.
Firelight. It's the right emphasis. Firelight had contacted us a couple months before, maybe even. Saying, I'm going to be passing through Cincinnati. It would be awesome if I had the opportunity to meet up with you. I thought, oh, yeah, sure. This sounds really cool. And we picked this location that ended up being 45 minutes away. And they were significantly late, too, because of traffic planning and stuff. But near the time that we were about to do this meetup, somewhere around, maybe it was even the day of or the day before, I started to think, wait a minute, who is this we're meeting? And... remembered something about, she's coming with a bus of people. Cincinnati is just where they're stopping for breakfast on this particular day. They're passing through. And I couldn't quite remember if I ever heard anywhere the actual facts of who was going, what the purpose was. And so I'd said to... you, Jeremy, and Jenny, all three of us got to go meet with Firelight. I said, yeah, it's, she's one of our teenage girl listeners. And I was thinking, here's going to be a busload of teenagers.
Which somehow in my mind, so what happens when people are in the chat room a lot and they use sort of a pseudonym, if you will, I guess, a screen name. And a little icon that is not their face. You kind of fill in the gaps somewhere along the lines. You just talk to them, you get to know their personalities. Maybe somewhere I had picked up on a thing or two from things she had said, because I was thinking she was an adult. that's what I thought originally. And in fact, but I couldn't remember a lot of other details. So I thought that maybe it was like, but maybe she was married and she and her husband were traveling, but maybe they're traveling with another couple or something. Because what I knew was, well, I was like, well, why can't we meet at the same restaurant, but closer to where we live? And all I kind of got from you was, well, they can't change the plans. And I was like, they must be traveling with some really overbearing people that won't change the itinerary. I didn't know it was a whole group until we were on the way.
I almost started to have concerns about, what's it going to be like here, this busload of teenagers, and here we are, two old guys and two my beautiful guys. Wife with us. Old I mean, guys. I'm really glad that we had my beautiful wife, or else we would look like really weird creepers.
Would we?
Yeah. Because when people get close to us, we go, psss.
Well, we do that. That's true.
Yeah. That's always awkward.
Right. I think it was awkward just now.
But it turned out, no, she's actually an adult.
Right.
And I realized.
So I was right.
This was one of those moments where I said something, and right after or while I was saying it, I was thinking, should I say this? No, yes, no, yes, no, yes. I'll just say it and see what happens. And I asked her, you know what's coming. I asked her how old she is and discovered she was above the age at which you're supposed to never ask how old they are.
Mm.
And that age is somewhere around like 13 years old, by the way. So just so you know.
Not that we're pinpointing.
For my mom, that age was 27. When she was any older than 27, it was then too old, or else she would tell you she was 27 years old.
Oh.
For other ladies, it's different.
Oh, shame.
But this was a case where I definitely shouldn't have asked the question, but she was very gracious. She answered the question. I'm 78, youngster. No, she's not that old.
My goodness.
She's not really old.
Just keep digging.
Either.
She's not old.
But it was a fun thing. And as a result, we decided we'll probably never meet up with our listeners again.
Wow.
No, and not wow. Like that. It's just we're going to have certain conditions, like buy us the meal. And we'll meet up with you. We'll meet anywhere. No.
Wow.
As long as you pay for food and transportation, we'll meet you anywhere. Hey, if you live
in
Hawaii.
Buy us the meal, and it must come to a total of at least $90 a plate.
Yeah.
Minimum. That's right.
Which is very difficult to do.
Those plates
with
should
the
be made of
menu.
Gold.
Wow. But no, I'm
kidding
about that.
Can you imagine?
This
sounds like a future video segment.
Or something
dining at McDonald's on a fine dining budget.
The Mormons, actually. It's Mormons, I think.
What
or Jehovah's Witnesses.
Right,
who is it that has the golden plates? Mormons.
I don't know.
Joseph Smith.
I feel like a lot of rich people might have gold plates. I don't know.
Oh, and speaking of Joseph Smith, I talked to someone recently who's a listener of the podcast, and they're Mormon. And remember, like a long time ago, back when, well, you may not remember this, Jeremy, but back when Random Noodle Updates...
Old, apparently.
When Random Noodle Updates were actually their own standalone episodes in between the very rarely released scripted episodes.
I remember that.
I did a Random Noodle Update.
They were the real ramen noodles, basically.
Yeah. It was the stuff I do for free stuff, and I mentioned the Mormon Bible that I just saw online. Oh, get a free Mormon Bible. And I just thought, oh, okay, I'll read what they say in there, what their version says. And it sounds interesting for some research purposes and such. Not knowing that that would make some Mormons come to the door and want to talk to me and all of this before they give me my free thing that I wanted.
And you and your free thing.
This listener is Mormon. And they said they were listening to the old episodes, and when they heard that, they said, oh, yeah, I knew. Once you said that, I knew what you were in for. Boy, I wish they'd let me know back then.
Yeah. Well, that would require time travel.
Yeah.
So far, that's not possible. Daniel's also wrong. We would love to meet other listeners.
Yes, that's right. And
but we had a nice little day of it. I thought the trip was fun.
We did. It was fun.
The visit was fun. The trip was fun.
The people were fun.
Everything was awesome.
It wasn't a group of teenagers either, by the way. There were several adults there. And it was more fun. I mean, the other people were more friendly than I expected them to.
Not that we're against teenagers.
Right. Because teenagers are some of our biggest fans.
So you're going to say busiest. I don't even know what that would have meant.
I don't know either. But one of the other things that happened recently is Jenny and I were driving in the car. And, well, You know, let me set the
stage.
That
is hilarious. You and Jenny driving to the car.
Old people.
You drove on a stage? That's terrible. Yeah. And there were old people on the stage?
And we drove on them.
That's terrible. I mean, it's old terrible. People, it's just terrible, not funny.
Old people are experts in fresh air. Have you ever noticed that?
Experts in fresh air.
They're the ones who, not like they smell like fresh air, let's be honest here. But they're the ones that are always saying, oh, go out and get some fresh air. Get some fresh air. It'll do some good for you. Are you need some fresh air.
They're usually the ones that didn't want you to let in a draft.
That too, because they're so conscious of the air. They're really like oxygen connoisseurs. Some of them are so into this that they actually collect oxygen into bottles and carry those bottles around with them. Mm-hmm. And they're all high and mighty because the oxygen that the rest of us breathe is not good enough for them. They're oxygen connoisseurs. So they have to take their own oxygen with them in these little air tanks, and they breathe it because they're just better than us. That's what it's for. And they don't want to say it because they're older, so they're generally kinder about it. But
they don't want to breathe the same air as us.
That's basically what they're saying. I mean, you should see the bumper stickers that sometimes they put on these little oxygen tanks that they carry behind them. And it says stuff like, really? Your air is not good enough for me. And
does that happen? Is that really a thing?
It should be.
I think just oxygen tank bumper stickers in general ought to be a thing. I think that's amazing.
Well, this day that Jenny and I were driving back home, we saw someone that, well, let's say maybe they were a little bit confused about life and about their purpose in life as an older person and about what their skills really were that they had.
Okay.
Because here is
this is super uncomfortable.
An old guy.
Sorry, old people.
Sitting out on his little sidewalk in his little chair, watching the traffic going by, you know, like old people do, getting some fresh air.
Yeah.
While he's breathing from his oxygen tank.
Okay.
And this is in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy clearly didn't really know what he was doing. Unless he was there doing some kind of little oxygen sampling, like, this one has aromas of vanilla. And this is aromas of morning spittle. And this is aroma of cat.
I feel like this is sort of like making fun of someone for sitting in a boat in the middle of the ocean, which is salt water. For the slow kids, drinking a glass of fresh water.
That could be it, too.
Is it kind of like that? Is that kind of what you're making
fun
of?
That might be. Or he jumped into the Aquafina lake.
Ew.
And brought his own little bottle of Fiji water.
No.
Or Voss
no,
water.
No, because that's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. He was sitting out, getting fresh air while breathing his purest oxygen stuff. It just kind of upset me because it's like, come on, don't you have enough? Leave some oxygen for the rest of us. You've got your supply there. Leave the fresh air to the rest of us who aren't apparently good enough for you. We have to breathe different air than you do. So that happened.
I can't even. I don't even know where to start. I don't even know where to start, so I'm not even going to.
Speaking of air, that rhymes with hair.
Where do they send hate mail?
feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com.
Sweet.
Here's a hair update. I need a little segue bumper for this. You know,
beep, someone beep, make beep, this.
Beep, 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 beep. Hair update.
No, that's really done already.
Oh, okay. My hair is getting to the point where it's now very annoying. And I feel like pulling my hair out. Literally.
Literally.
Because it keeps falling in my face, and I hate doing the brush it out of my face thing. And the other thing, okay.
You like it. You don't have an oxygen tank. It's your way of walking around and telling everyone that you're better than they are. You see something, and you just kind of brush your hair out of your face. And really, you're kind of signaling to the world, I am brushing that away from my mind. And then sometimes you hide behind it. Like, you see something you don't want to, and you just kind of brush it in your face. And you're just kind of like, I'm not here. It's your way.
Here's a thing where marriage has changed me greatly. And guys, you need to hear this. And if you're a bachelor, you need to hear this. Jeremy, this might sting a little bit. But guys, you are not as good looking as you think you are. Because when you get married, you'll discover all these little things you're doing that make you less attractive. Married. Stuff like face oils, hairstyles, that shirt, and all of that stuff. You're going to discover that when you get married, and that reveals it to you. But the cool thing about that is that marriage then makes you even more attractive, because then you learn to overcome these things, and then you're like the star, but then you're already taken. So is that
interesting, how you see yourself balance. Now, Daniel?
The star?
Are you the star?
I'm all that, or something. I'm all something.
And there was a bag of chips upstairs. So you are all that and a bag of chips? Or is the bag of chips entirely separate? Huh? It's a thing.
Okay. Well, one of the things that Jenny has made me aware of in my life is oil on my face. And I've started to become a little bit more conscious of this, especially as I watched some of my YouTube videos, because we were actually watching past YouTube videos to see the chronicle of how long my hair has gotten. Like, I'd load up an old YouTube video and say, I like my hairstyle there. And Jenny would say, no, it was a little weird here and there and the stuff. Well, one of the videos we found, my face was just shimmering because it was oily. And I think it was my 20th take on that particular video. And I forgot to wipe my face.
And you probably had the air conditioner off.
Probably. Yeah. Well, where this connects with my hair is my head. And
that's true. That is a good place for your hair to connect.
What's starting to happen, it's making me a little conscious sometimes, a little, maybe.
I was hoping you'd regain consciousness.
Self-conscious. Self-aware. I don't know.
Self-conscious. You're definitely self-aware.
What's happening is,
sort of,
the oil on my forehead is transferring to my hair, which didn't happen before. Oh. And it creates a bad problem even worse. And that bad problem is hair falling in my face. But the more hair falls in my face, the more oil it picks up from my face, the more then that hair falls in my face.
I feel like this is more of an afternoon sort of makeover show at this point.
Well, so what happens is I'm now very well aware of how oily my hair probably looks. And I start thinking things like, don't look at my hair. Don't look at how oily my hair is.
Look at your hair. It doesn't look oily, though. That's the thing.
It feels oily to me. And this was not a problem that I had to deal with shorter hair. I'm really thinking of going early and cutting it short.
What's
again.
Early? I don't understand.
Well,
what was the time frame?
I don't really know. For how long? Well, it's more an issue of how long it's going to get. I will shave my head completely when I'm out of shampoo, and then I'll stay bald probably
that's right.
after that. But that doesn't mean we won't shave my head completely before then and then let it grow back. But I am really thinking about cutting it shorter again, because it's just Shorter. Getting so much in the way, and it's not looking like anybody that I wanted it to look like. Like Rumpelstiltskin from Once Upon a Time. I was thinking maybe looking like his, or more like Mr. Gold, maybe looking like his hair.
Yeah, Rumpelstiltskin's definitely got
yeah I don't want to curl
and leather
mine
and scales.
Spray gold.
Yep.
But then I also thought, well, Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible 2.
Yeah, but no. And that was so whenever that
but
was.
But it did look kind of cool. But my hair isn't thick
Maybe
enough for
I'm
that.
Maybe I'm biased because I don't even know if I ever saw that movie. I just had heard the review that it was basically a showcase for his hairstyle.
Yeah. And doves. But that's how that guy does movies and video games. But the other thing, John understand. Woo, by the way. John Woo, anything with John Woo on it, you'll always see. Any movie that's made by John Woo, you'll always see a dove in slow motion flying somewhere. Like, you could be in the cave in the middle of the earth, and there's this dove flying in slow motion.
Well, that's accurate.
I mean, now, you watch Mission Impossible 2.
Okay.
All of these video games.
Well, I won't watch, but maybe.
That, or one that... were, anyway.
Interesting.
Connection. Relation. Translation. Segue.
Your merging. Hair is like a dove feather.
So, I'm thinking then of other kinds of hairstyles that could maybe work with this. And I remember seeing this commercial for Axe spiking gel, where it's like, you know, the introducing the spiked look, and they say,
like,
you know,
heroes
spike
your hair at this
look
point.
This particular way. And well, yeah, I would want to cut it shorter, but
no, actually I take it back. Please spike it. But how long is it?
It goes past my shoulder on the very back. It actually goes past my shoulders.
Yeah.
So it's down into my collar. And it starts to get hot, too. I have to do the same thing I've seen Jenny do, where I have to bunch up my hair behind my neck and hold it up to let the back of my neck cool off. It's just feeling really weird. I don't know how much longer I'm going to let it grow or let it stay like this. But some people I know would be thinking, just don't hold it back anymore. We'll see. But here's the thing. If I do get it cut, it'll be a video. Probably.
Oh.
Or at least a time lapse.
Yeah.
So watch for that. YouTube.com/NoodleMX is our channel.
M dash in the chat says, aren't dove feathers what some people use instead of toilet paper? I feel like that's a reference to a recent episode of the Ramen Noodle. No, I can't remember. That's pretty sad. It's because we're getting old, because your hair's long.
Speaking of the chat room, we do this live on Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. Eastern time over at cleancomedypodcast.com/live. Big thanks to everyone joining us for the live show today. M-1Dude, Scribblejack, 11, Eden's Peace, and several anonymouses in there. Mike Withers, and even Jenny is listening live from
or maybe
the other
muted.
Room.
She might not be listening.
Actually, she was going to come on here to tell a story tonight, but instead, I'm going to tell her story in this segment.
Oh. Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
Funny stuff from you and people like you and people who like you, because we like you too, our listeners. Email us stuff by sending it to feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call and leave a voicemail at 903-231-2221 or go to the website cleancomedypodcast.com to send a voice message. You can, if you forget everything, just go to the website and it has all those links and our PR box as well. Jenny told me this story that she wanted me to share with her. So this is kind of feedback.
She wanted you to share it with her?
Share it with you.
Oh, okay. With
and,
me?
Yeah, and you. You.
Can they listen?
Yes, they can.
Okay, cool.
Jenny is a staff member on a Minecraft server. It's called The Cube, if you want to check it out and play Minecraft that with her.
Cooby.
It's at thecubeserver.com.
No, I think it's not.
It's cute. If you just search for The Cube Minecraft server, you'll find it. But she's one of the staff members there, and there are several other staff members. Okay, thecubeserver.org. And there was a person or a couple people who were causing a little bit of a problem. They're
no.
French. I mean, not that those two are necessarily related, that French people cause problems on Minecraft servers. But these people were just, they were being a nuisance. They were kind of being trolls. They were making all of these weird requests.
French trolls?
Yeah, they're kind of like French fries. And when Jenny was online, and so were a couple other staff members, what happened is, this person was just giving the staff a really hard time, really being a bother, filling up the chat with all of these requests and just being annoying and trolling, basically.
And maybe taking the website down because it doesn't work right now.
So one of the fellow staff members came up with a brilliant line that shut this guy up or girl or Minecraft person, Steve. It shut up Steve. Or whoever this person was.
Steve's pretty basic.
And I recommend
to Minecraft.
Yeah. And I recommend this line to you too. If someone is saying things to you, if they're being a bit trolling to you and really annoying you, either in person, online, on YouTube, at a party, someone is calling you on the phone, trying to sell you stuff. Someone knocks on the door, rings the doorbell, and you quote, answer, unquote, the door, and you want to try and get rid of them. I suggest that you use this response that one of the other wise staff members did on this Minecraft server. He said, I love you. Marry me. And the person shut up. And I guarantee to you or your money back that if you try this on anyone who's annoying you, they'll probably shut up too. Maybe go away. Try it. That person who's calling, trying to sign you up with a credit card, that person that rings the doorbell, whatever they're trying to sell you, get you to sign, get you to accept for free, deliver to you. Try it. I love you. Marry me. Now, the one case where you would hope that this doesn't work in shutting someone up is if you're actually proposing. That's why you have to add the extra knee, because the knee emphasizes that this is a serious question, not just getting you to shut up.
Add the extra what?
A knee. If you're just standing or if you're just sitting and you say this, then it's right, making them shut up. But when you get on a knee, then you're being serious.
I get it.
Yeah. So just make sure you don't make that mistake, gentlemen. And now,
wow,
in the chat room, apparently they want us to shut up.
Are they all telling us that they want to marry us?
This message came from...
It might be true, though, in the chat room, because...
Because what?
Oh, that didn't need an end. That was an ellipsis. Couldn't you hear it?
No.
Oh, okay.
You're supposed to go...
No, I'm actually not.
This message came from Lizzie saying, texting of Jeremy tripping. I tripped too. Lol. Sorry. I got a little carried away. Anyway, I love your podcast. Me and my brother listen to your podcast all the time. So you know how your podcast said to hug an arachnid? Well, one of my sisters keeps spiders as pets. First thing that you should maybe consider is maybe that's not a sister. So I decided to take your advice. She happened to be keeping an arachnid at this time. I opened the jar and let it out. It was so small and fuzzy. It was so, dare I say it, cute. So I held it and hugged it and it purred. It sounded like a cat. It started nudging me with its head, and I was getting creeped out at that point. Then I noticed a little bit of orange growing bigger on it. A color-changing arachnid? I dropped it on my bed. Then I noticed it had four legs, and I saw a seam. I was cautious as I started to rip it open, and there, under the arachnid costume, was a tiny, tiny baby kitty. I stared. Then I decided to put it in a box, tell my family, tell you guys. A spider kitty. The moral of the lesson is even the creepiest people you know are purring cute kitties behind their ugly arachnid face. That's my moral from the lesson, from the story.
I was going to say, I'm about to speak some French.
Spider kitty. Spider kitty. Spider kitty. Does whatever a spider kitty does.
No, no, no. And people are not. And no. And I don't understand. Did this really have you fooled?
No, it didn't.
The spider kitty.
No, not that part.
No.
How do you hug a spider?
See, that's the thing.
Spider.
Spider kitties are obvious.
All spiders are from Soviet Russia because all spiders hug you.
No.
Yes.
No.
You watch the movies. It's always the spiders giving the hugs, not people hugging the spiders. Someone needs to make a movie like George, the friendly ugly spider, or something like that.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they should.
This is the part of the podcast where Jeremy comes out and just is really contrary. I couldn't even think of the word.
Okay, so
contrary.
Now let's do your favorite segment.
No.
The Amazoning noodle.
Okay, I'll stop being contrary
now. I need like some jungle theme music or something. Yeah, that's close enough.
A little shrill. Sorry, everybody. Two things. Let's get this one out of the way because the podcast always ends up here. And I'm sorry, but the world, gosh, the world's so dumb. But, and it so often involves this. Okay. So somebody, I didn't find this one on Amazon, but I have a real Amazon find.
Okay.
To sort of make up for it. But you can see this on Amazon. Apparently, there's this whole line of toys. Somebody posted a picture on Facebook because he actually saw it on the shelf at Walmart. And this line of toys is called Moxie Girls. I don't know. Has anybody heard of these? I don't know. And so part of this is Poopsie Pets. this particular doll's name is Avery. She has a little... it looks like Stitch, frankly. It looks like a ripoff of Stitch from Lilo and Stitch.
Like it was ripped off of Stitch?
Not what that means. No.
Okay.
The little speech balloon on the packaging over the pet's head says, I poop jewels. And it does. There's a little bubble. There's an illustration of the pet actually pooping the jewels. And then there, you see the little plastic jewels that apparently you put in the pet and that it then poops. This is a toy. This is something you're supposed to buy for your kids. This is supposed to be entertainment. And the stupid thing looks to be $20. Well, you can get it much less than that on Amazon if you want it.
This is going to raise a new generation of children who will be digging through the litter box looking for the jewels their cat has pooped.
Maybe.
Although, hey, this could also raise a generation of responsible pet owners, as fathers and or parents in general could tell their kids, you pick up your dog's poop in the yard because there might just be jewels in that poop. What's happening?
I don't know what's happening.
Did you do that?
No, I can't do that. You're doing that.
Apparently, it's time to rock our Disney side.
I thought you had. I thought you queued that up while I was talking.
Wow,
that was interesting. Okay. Rock your Disney side and pick up poop jewels.
I suddenly thought that you'd controlled my computer or started playing something through my computer because I have that ability.
I was glad that you looked as confused as I was, as I felt.
This is going to become the podcast where magical extra sound effects happen without my knowledge and planning.
I hope so. Wow.
That was a tab I had open that suddenly something started playing.
Well.
I ho. Which is perfect for talking about picking up dog poop from the yard.
Yeah, it is, unfortunately. So there's the thing that I actually found on Amazon myself. You can get a mirror that has words on it. So that it looks like the cover of GQ magazine. So when you're looking in the mirror, you're on the cover. And for the ladies, there's Vogue.
So you could really feel, oh, this is for those guys who think you look a lot better looking than you actually do because you're still single. And you know, maybe those two things are related. Are you hungry? Is that your stomach?
I'm growling at you. Single guys do that.
All the single guys. Well, then this is the mirror for you.
Yeah.
And if you want to buy this.
And the single ladies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. If you want to buy this thing.
Buy this thing.
Then we'll have the link in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/186. This would make a great gift. Maybe.
Maybe.
This would make a great gift, actually, for your special someone. Because you could say, you look like a cover girl to me, or you look like a cover boy?
That just sounds
newspaper
strange.
Boy?
No, sure, yeah, that's it, newspaper boy.
You look like someone from the cover of GQ.
People say that, though. They're like, oh, you look so GQ.
Well, someone actually told... Oh, people say that a lot?
They mean it ironically. Were you about to say someone said it to you? No, I'm kidding. They don't say it ironically.
Okay. You had me go. Because someone did tell me one time, they said, you look really GQ in that. And I had to ask them, GQ? And
it's your goodness quotient. It was very high that day.
Yeah. And it was
another
my
Stitch reference.
My little trademark thing that I do where I wear a dress shirt and a complementary or contrasting color t-shirt underneath. And then I have the top two buttons unbuttoned so that you see more of the t-shirt color showing through. And it gives me this kind of like V-neck look, but without all of the chest hair flowing out and stuff. And it looks, I like the look of it. And apparently someone else did too. They thought I looked kind of geek.
I just thought it was time for a random music interval. Wow, this is turning into the weirdest episode ever.
Well, this product suggestion came in from Mr. Byzantine.
Oh,
it's been
man.
So long
back
since we've heard from him that, yeah, I forget the proper way to pronounce
his name. I was
going
to say, I feel like we had this worked out and now we're back to...
Yeah, now we've lost all respect. This is a watch. It is the a special watch that I think you, if you get someone that special mirror, you also need to get them this watch. It's the Zenith Men's 96.0529.4035/51.m Defy Extreme Turbulent Titanium Chronograph Watch. $78,995.09
Wow.
Plus $9.95 shipping.
Man, this that just barely fits into my watch budget.
This is a real product on Amazon. You can purchase this thing if you want to purchase it. Please purchase it from our affiliate link. I could almost retire from the income we'd make from that. No, not quite. But the reviews are where this watch really shines. This review is from Zashin Hamid. Said, saves $58,000. What a deal. Because one of the other buyers or one of the other sellers here is selling it for $101,000, $500 plus $9.95 shipping. And the list price for this, actually, it's now you save more money, but the list price is $145,000. So this review says, I wasn't going to buy this watch, but then I noticed Amazon had it with $58,000 off. What a deal! With the money I saved, I purchased a brand new BMW and still had money left over for a Disney vacation. How many watches save you money?
Disney vacation that you, you know, that's what that ad was for.
How many watches save you money to buy a car or a vacation?
That's impressive.
Now, whenever I see someone with money troubles, I tell
money
them.
Money troubles?
Yeah. They're like troubles and tribbles in the same time.
I wish whenever, money were like tribbles.
Whenever I see someone with money troubles, I tell them to buy this watch and save $58,000. I'm considering buying 10 of these watches so I can save $580,000 and buy a house on cash. Retirement saving is also no longer a concern for me as I plan to buy one every year and live off the $58,000 I save.
Do you think the watches could save you time as well?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I don't see why not at that point.
Here's a review from MRS.
MRS?
$9.95 shipping? Outrageous! I decided on this watch, but then I noticed the shipping charge. Outrageous, I say. I'm shelling out close to $100K, and they want me to take care of the shipping too? Forget it.
Wow. That's a good point.
Best watch ever.
That was a two-year warranty.
Oh, bummer. That's a little short.
My Fossil had 11 years.
Buy it on your Visa MasterCard.
It didn't cost that much.
And you'll get an extra one-year warranty on it, probably. This is from John McAwesome.
Oh, cool. John McAwesome.
The Zenith Men's Defy Extreme Turbuline Titanium Chronograph Watch.
I feel like it's Tourbillon.
Tourbillon, probably.
Tourbillon. Blah.
Or...
It's not a word. That's stupid.
Or... The ZMD XTBTCM, as I like to call it, is by far the most awesome watch. Chuck Norris riding into the Super Bowl on the back of Godzilla and roundhouse kicking the crowd is nowhere near as awesome as this priceless magnet. When I was just moments from sending my 100,000 to some needy neo-hippie help group, I stumbled onto this gem. It was like the heavens opened and Jesus himself appeared with the same watch on. I mean, how can you not follow Jesus when he's rocking a watch of this caliber? So I asked, what would Jesus do? Jesus fist bumped me and said, forget those hippies, buy this watch. I was like, yeah. I busted out my Discover card and bought the rocking piece of art. I mean, it's art, but it's also practical. Like when I take my summer trips to Mariana Trench, I have no more worries that I'm going to miss tea time back on the yacht because water ruined my watch. It can withstand the immense pressures of the deep due to the wicked awesome titanium. Deep seas can't beat this.
So not the deep dew.
Yeah, no. That... I can't, yeah. Awkward sentence pause there. Deep seas can't beat this. Bullets can't beat this. Heck, I can deflect cruise missiles and the apocalypse. With a watch like this, you don't need to tell time. You tell people what time it is.
Mm. Okay.
And one more. This is from ibuprofen.
Oh, I have to say turbulon. I can't say it because it's French. It actually is a word. Huh. It actually means thing. It means whirlwind, and it's a thing in watchmaking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, this review is from ibuprofen. He said, unacceptable timepiece.
You can't be ibuprofen.
This guy's very objective. It was shortly after the onset of the French Revolution that I decided to retire my Technochrono biostasis chamber under the sea to wait out the political upheaval. My physical self thusly preserved, I hunkered in for the long wait. My 1785 Zenith Men's Defy Extreme pocket watch ticking away serenely in my waistcoat pocket. I procured from the pantry, all my cabinetry is composed of a humble gold platinum diamond alloy.
Excuse you.
A chess set made from the bones of leprechauns.
Oh, that's awful.
I poached from my airship and settled into my most fascinating match with myself.
That's so sad.
I must have lost track of time, for some moments later, I noticed that my trusty timepiece had ceased its ticking. A brief glance at my instruments revealed that I had willed away the hours with a greater rapidity than I could have imagined. The year was 2010, some 221 years after I sat down for chess. Quickly, I climbed to the surface and attempted to acclimate myself once again to society. Alas, much had changed since my departure, and a key stumbling point for me was my inability to tell time. As such, I set about to find a watch suited to my everyday needs. I was fortunate that my previously not inconsiderable accounts had garnered some not inconsiderable interest, and therefore were now tremendously not inconsiderable. I purchased this watch from a fellow, Amazon, whose stock of wares was impressively vast. Hereafter follows a delineated account of my arguments for the watch, as well as those against. Arguments in the watch's favor. Number one, tells time with acceptable accuracy. Number two, complementary PhD, which comes in the box. Number three, power to alter reality through dark arcane magics. And number four, deployable cheese wheel. Deployable. Deplorable. Arguments against the watch. Number one, slightly heavy on the wrist. Number two, does not come in a left-handed model. Number three, built-in baby seal generator didn't work as well as advertised. Number four, will not fend off ravenous sharks, bears, etc. unless properly motivated and well-rested. And number five, this is a big one, always ticks, never talks.
Mm.
So if you'd like to buy this watch, please go to the show notes, cleancomedypodcast.com/187, and you can buy this watch yourself. All of the reviews on this are great. I can't guarantee that all of them are clean, but they are hilarious. Buy the watch if you have way too much money to spend on life. And speaking of money
to
spend...
No, you save money.
That's right. You save money.
You save it.
A lesson I learned from Life with Father, an old black and white movie. Or maybe colorized.
You're an old black and white movie.
Wait. Your mom's an old black.
Mm.
I don't know.
I have an addendum.
Yes?
I forgot to read reviews on one of my products.
Of which product? The mirror?
The doll.
Oh, the doll.
The doll. The mirror actually has no reviews.
Hmm.
Don't know why. I guess they're all still stuck looking at themselves. So, the one that poops jewels. Well, the doll that has a pet that poops jewels. I don't... Yeah. So, this person, Andrew, says, my two girls, 3 and 6 years old, both received this doll as a gift and they really like it. They thought it was hilarious that the dog poops jewels. I will not give it 5 stars because it's actually too hard for my 3-year-old to put the jewels in the dog's mouth. Which apparently is how you do this. Another person, 3 stars for creativity. When I first read the package and saw the words poopsie pets, I was a little apprehensive. I didn't know what to expect, and then further down I read the statement, I poop jewels. It's a very strange concept for a child's toy. I opened the package, not easy by the way, and gave Avery, the pet, and the jewel poop to my daughter. She was really excited to start playing with it. It's an interesting concept, but a little difficult to execute from the child's perspective. You have to feed the pet the jewels in order for the pet to poop it out. However, my daughter had a difficult time opening the pet's mouth to get the jewels in there. After trying for a few minutes, she finally gave up and just started putting the jewels straight into the pet's behind because that was much easier. And let's face it, a child doesn't have very much patience. So since she couldn't do it one way, she figured out another way to get the pet to poop. I can honestly say that in the next few hours of playing with the toy, she didn't play with the doll at all. All she played with was the pet and getting the jewels to go in and out of it. Yeah. Yep, yep, yep.
Brings a new meaning to pearls before swine.
Ooh. Yeah, and apparently they get lost easily, too.
That's why dogs sniff each other's butts. Any jewels back there? Nope, no jewels.
I should have not brought us back to this topic. I have regret. But not as much, I feel, as if I were, say, the toy designer who goes to bed at night thinking, I did good work today. I designed a toy that comes with a pet that poops jewels.
He's probably the one guy who has that GQ mirror. And he looks at himself in the mirror and says, I made a pet that poops jewels.
What did you do today?
The cover of GQ. What did you do today? My face is not oily. Because I made a toy that poops jewels.
The expression on your face is priceless. It's too bad this isn't a video podcast.
Hey, speaking of video podcast, and earlier we were speaking of money.
Right.
Big thanks to our Patreon contributors. Please check it out. Please check it out.
Check it out. Check it out. Check it out.
And check us out on Patreon over at patreon.com. It's like patron, but there's an E in there.
Some of them have only signed up to give us one of those watches per episode. But think of all the money that they're saving.
That's right. I mean, you could really, you know, gift this to us. Maybe we'll put it in our Amazon wish list. But we would love your contributions over at patreon.com. It helps support the podcast and keeps it going. And also, it's going to help us accomplish some cool things in the future. We're now up to $3 per episode. It's not much, so it'll still be probably several lifetimes before we can afford one of these watches, but we would love to get one someday. But here's the other cool thing is that the more that we're able to start raising per episode over on Patreon, the more cool things we'll be able to do. Like one of our milestone goals is to do a video episode each month. It would be shorter. It would be in addition to the audio show. And we'd have some great video stuff. And then the more money people are contributing, the more videos that we can do. So check it out at patreon.com/theramennoodle. Or we have the link in the website sidebar over at cleancomedypodcast.com. We would love to get your funny reviews in iTunes. You can leave something funny and creative for us by going to cleancomedypodcast.com/iTunes. And also send us your funny stuff, stories, things that you find, Amazon products, whatever, by emailing feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call and leave a voicemail at 903-231-2221 or go to the website cleancomedypodcast.com. If you forgot all of this stuff, and it is a lot of stuff, we've also got P.O. boxes and all of these other things, go to the website, the show notes for this episode, where you can follow up with everything we shared here. cleancomedypodcast.com/186. And here's something else for you to do. Follow us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis on Twitter at The Ramen Noodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin on Twitter at Phlegon. That's Phlegon.
And next time life makes you feel like an amateur, poop some jewels. And thanks for listening.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you've gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our award-winning and award-nominated podcasts to make you think, laugh, and succeed at noodle, Dot MX. Most of our shows would have been award nominating if some little dog out there hadn't eaten our awards. We're still waiting to get those out. We think they might be in a toy somewhere. So if you see that award popping out of some toy's butt, that probably belongs to us.
No!